hometown. The evening fog glows headlight rushing white in serene yellow street light. Ice forms. The town, yet knowing of traffic, does not hear a between lorry silence fill, like a continuity error, with the engine down of a slowing car, turning, sloping, stopping at an ordinary motel. A cat that doesn't care cozies in a window of homely light, watching the movement. No dog barks its unnecessary warning. Even the wind is still. The visitor leaves his fussing car, walks to the motel door. Thin, 30 or 40, straight black hair, a tidy working suit, a familiar coat. He has the stride of tired confidence, the caution of strange surroundings. Inside this mock welcoming place, he shares mock jokes and makes mock laughter and buys his night's mock home. He walks austere white corridors on cold grey carpet and retreats beyond a mock locked door. He can't relax. He can't watch those television programmes so familiar elsewhere. So routine decides to wash and bathe, dry and shave, brush and comb, and sleep an early night. It's great to have a coo and gurgle now and then, although thank God that I can give them back to Mum if they should scream and howl and stink and do what babies do. To live a life of dreadful luck from careless thrill, 9 months of getting fat and growing fright of things gone wrong, then hospital who fill you up with drugs, and that's if things go right. I wouldn't have the chance of looking good for months. Then there's the bites and nipple strife, a smelly child, a screaming stink that could not do the simplest thing, and grief for life. A soul that's caged, there's no way that's for me. I don't want such responsibility. Awoken by the morning light. Coffee. Where's coffee? Oh, God, instant sawdust. And long life thumb-pop milk as sharp as dreaming someone else's memories. Fog, the weatherman gloats. To stop the country's rush, and ice, the weatherman adds, a threat. Having no urgency, and it's too early for kitchen staff, the visitor wanders, opening doors, finding reflections in the dance hall. His catching eyes attract as far and hearth, alighting on myself a burning lust. The pub, the people, places, all of earth, vanish. I smile, he smiles. My eyes in trust downturning blur. I know his psyche hums, his eyes are bright with life itself. This dare I'll take, and him as well. He walks, he comes to me. And I wait for him, to where we meet and find that private space. His hand I shall entice to want, a need to touch, adore my female style. We talk a grand unworded stream of wish. In need, as much in me, I find I dance and flaunt my curves and talk myself as all his life deserves. Eaten, filled, the visitor, he walks the town and finds architectural finesse subjugated by I'm here, me too, shout out signs, by red brick and rotting frame, by rude commercial of the crude. Yet the town's nature survives above the abject word of merchant promise in patterned brick and chimney stack. Less crass. A low-lying bungalow, an architecture built to say, honest, it's going to be all right, the doomed assurances of a surgery. The doctor says my body's going wild. The safest thing to do is to abort. If I did that, I'd never have a child again. He told me this is what I ought to do, and so I told him where to go. I want to take this chance of giving birth. He said he thought that's what I'd say. I know it's a risk. Some mothers bleed to death because of what I've got. He said he'll keep an eye on me. It's strange. I feel I'm like the rope they strain in tugs of war. I need to have my child. I want to have her life. Yet I'm relaxed. I've made my choice. I'll ride these rolling die. God knows I have to try. Newspaper scanned, forgotten, magazine thumbed and empty, crossword incomplete, the visitor drives. And of complete control, stopped sharp as a young child who's learnt the how but not yet the where of running, skelters across the road, to be gathered by her chasing, fearing father. Sweat, no blood. A moment crawls. Still seated, the visitor hears a tar howl, a metallic slap, and is kicked, and his car, which had stopped, now drifts a helpless drift towards the gathered child. The father moves. My God, they move. Safe. They are safe. Stillness. And shock continues as a young thunders out of the ego music loutmobile, abuse exploding, anger-faced, arm-straining mania. A policeman comes, with strength to quell a dozen tanks, with build to match, a matchstick man, the constable, a man to glare the sun back down. He comes to be control. No dreams, no doubt, the now of am, in small, in slight, in uniform, he leads the calm he is. He, who walks with gods who can't exist, a man the town has never seen before, nor ever will again, with eyes all bow, though none know why. The youth, silent. No words are said, for now he knows, without that shunt, he would have broken the motherless child. The visitor, invaded by relief, feels triumph like hot water washing his soul. He leaves, shaken, safe. Into the fog, into the hills, unseen. Only the birds hear the sound of the driven finger, snap, mute.